Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's March 31st, 2014. Soon to say goodbye to March. Tomorrow, hello, April. Where's the time going, everyone? But I must say, for those of us living in Illinois and Indiana, 57 degrees yesterday sure felt great. I'm certain we're more appreciative of temperatures in the 50s than just about anyone else throughout the country. I trust many of you had your rakes out. I heard some lawnmowers started in the area. A chainsaw or two was out. Any of you fire up the grill or sit out and drink in that sun? Well, I sure did, and I don't know how many of you. I'm a JV parent at this. But I took out the riding lawnmower yesterday because last fall, when all the leaves were down in the yard, I never got around to mulching them and mowing over them. And so literally we had about 2 to 3 inches of leaves throughout about 4 of the acres of our yard. And little Esther saw me backing out of the garage on my riding mower, ran up, and well, you know what I had to do, get her on my lap. And I think I heard more giggles, singing, and appreciation for a simple riding mower ride than I could have paid for through many tickets at a carnival. So that was a delight. In fact, I think today's program title will be Surprised. As I attended the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy yesterday, Pastor Randy Gauger's message was being surprised by God when we serve. As the congregation met early for church service, then gathered in the multi-purpose room called The Crossing and put together hundreds of these large grocery store bags filled with food for those in need in our area to help out the Salvation Army. And so there was a whole big serve concept, and Pastor Randy preached about how oftentimes through serving, we'll be surprised how God will open up opportunities of relationship, of growth, of blessing, and just the wonderful aspect as a part of Christ's body, the church, to serve others. So there were some surprising blessings in store as I met up with a bunch of old friends, made some new ones, and served shoulder to shoulder. And then we followed the service project, the big serve, with a lunch. So it was wonderful to be back at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Well, as I thought about Pastor Randy's message, it reminded me of all the surprises from this past weekend, and I don't even know how I can recount all that happened at our community appreciation event at the Virginia Theater. In a sense, I wasn't surprised at all knowing that Steve Green, Twyla Paris, and John Mulder, initially I was told his name was Jan, and so that's how I did all the radio spots and announcements. But being from Europe or the Netherlands, it's John or Jan Mulder. And so, anyways, knowing the caliber and quality of these individuals, I knew God was going to show up and do some wonderful things. So I wasn't all that surprised. And yet, so many blessings unfolded throughout the evening and afterwards as people testified to how encouraged and enthused they were throughout the whole program in the evening. So much so that I think this email summary of the evening, as written by my good friend Donna Bundy, I think speaks for not only her, but so many others that responded in the same way. Let me read that for you, and then I'll play a song by Steve Green off his new hymn CD, and this is an advance release, and the song is O Sacred Head, Now Wounded. And that's Steve Green playing the flute you'll hear in just a minute. I didn't know that he had that gift, but he had it with him on Saturday night, and it's also used in the song I'll share in just a minute. So this is the email that Donna sent me late Saturday night after our community appreciation event. Mark, I got home after the concert and just couldn't stop thinking about the wonderful music of praise, worship, and fellowship I experienced while at the Virginia Theater. There was a short period of quiet time when I had time to let myself just shut the outside world out for a minute or two and look around me to just absorb the wonderful feeling of joy, seeing the smiles on faces of fellow Christians worshiping with laughter and joy and just being happy to be together with the anticipation of the upcoming entertainment. A wonderful blessing from the Lord. This was having one of the most treasured gifts ever, which is the love expressed for our Lord and Savior through beautiful music and praise. It brought tears to my eyes, but they were tears of joy, because it isn't often I get to be around that many Christians at one time who are sharing such awesome praise and worship. The music by Steve Green, Twyla Paris, and Jan Mulder was magnificent. They were so personable, sincere, and dedicated to serving the Lord in a manner that was very spiritually uplifting. And the singing men of GNN did a great job. You all sounded great and did a wonderful job with your backup for the artists. All your time dedicated to bringing this concert together in such a fine way deserves another round of applause. I hope we get to experience another one in the future. Heartfelt thanks to you once again. Blessings to you and your family and all those who help put this together and support the station. They all played an important part in the lives of many of us who listen to the station every day. Thank you again, Donna Bundy. And that was just so true, and much of this was echoed over and over again as I got to be outside the Virginia Theater as people were leaving. I was giving out those God Listens, You Can Too signs, and people were just so wonderful as they shared what a blessing the evening was. So all glory to God, thanks to the many of you that have been praying up this outreach, this special community appreciation concert. I guess it's our second one. Maybe it'll be something we do every 2 years. We'll see how God leads. But it was a great turnout, over 700 for sure. Lots of volunteers helped to make it all go seamless. You heard from Steve Carmichael on Friday, but kudos again on how well he had all the details covered, worked with all the sponsors and special givers, helped MC the evening, and enjoyed making fun of me on stage. Well, lots of other surprises I'll talk about in just a minute, but here's Steve Green off his hymn CD, and this is an advance release, O Sacred Head Now Wounded.
O sacred head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. How pale thou art with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn. How does that visage lend which once was bright as morn. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must say that thou. I cling naked, come to thee for trace, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die.
That was Steve Green, one of our artists at our community appreciation concert this past Saturday night. What a great man of God, fantastic voice. I love how he presents. He's a great storyteller, powerful testimony. And it was wonderful having he and Twyla Paris and Jean Mulder, along with the Singing Men of GNN. And in fact, with the Singing Men of GNN, I think Twyla Paris added like five or so songs, and Steve Green added a couple that we had not rehearsed at all. And so many of the men knew some of the lyrics, but Steve McCleary, as he was directing us, was trying to mouth all the words. He could see the words on the screen behind us, but we were totally winging. I think we had prepared six or seven backup songs, and I think they added about six or seven. So it made for quite the evening for the guys, but I guess most of the people in the audience thought we knew all of them. So I don't know if it's called Fake It Till You Make It, or the old adage, if you don't know the words, just sing watermelon, watermelon, watermelon under your breath. But the Singing Men were wonderful, too. So thank you, God, for all that came together this past Saturday night. The primary goal was that God would be honored and those in attendance would be blessed. And I appreciate Donna's email that I think really was a great summary of so many of the comments that I heard. Well, another surprise, as that's the theme for today's edition of Mark and Friends, was getting Joey Kroll on stage, and I had a trophy. It's an old-fashioned microphone on a stand, and we designated Joey Kroll the Great News Radio Broadcaster of the Year. So he was kind of floored, got a bit emotional, and Steve Carmichael and I handed that to him on stage, and it was a blessing to have Joey Kroll a part of things. Many of you are familiar with him from the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends and his Sunday worship program. He helps out with the public service announcements and a number of other radio spots. So he's a treasured staff member with this ministry, and we appreciate him being there. Maybe before I close out with Trust and Obey by Twyla Paris, let me surprise some of our Great News Radio listeners who filled out Voice the Listener radio surveys at the Virginia Theater. And I've already placed in front of me seven different gift sets. So let me, and we ask people to place their surveys into our prize drawing buckets. So before me, so I'll pick out, like, see, I have seven sets of gifts. And the first one goes to, hard to read, Cindy Sonnet, married to Steve from Leroy. She's going to get a John Tesh Worship at Red Rock CD, along with a David Jeremiah book, Moments with God on Route 66. Okay, another one. Karen Thomas, married to Dan from Muhammad. She's going to get the book, Fight, A Christian Case for Nonviolence by Preston Sprinkle. We interviewed him last year, along with the National Christian Choir celebrating 25 years of ministry, 2-CD pack. And that'll go to you, Karen. Thanks for coming out. A number of voice listener radio surveys. We got Joyce Blum, married to Jason from Champaign. She's going to get Blah, Blah, Blah by Baird Taylor. And it's Making Sense of the World's Spiritual Chatter. I think I interviewed him a couple years ago. Fantastic book. I absolutely love it. And we'll also include a CD by John MacArthur, The Bible-Driven Church. Okay, let's see. Quickly moving along. Oop, dropping some gifts here. Okay, we have Melody. Got my readers on, too. Melody Prommel, married to Cliff from Champaign. She's going to get Love Must Be Tough by Dr. James Dobson, along with a Tim Zimmerman and the King Brass CD, American Mood. Okay, three more, quickly. Okay, who do we have here? Mary Houston, married to Randy. Oh, Randy works on our air conditioning when it has issues out at our radio tower. Actually, even came to the home once and worked on the home air conditioning. They're from Paxton, and Mary's going to get a CD, Moody Radio Presents Worship Forever. Looks like a bunch of different artists, well-known contemporary Christian artists, 2-disc CD, along with the Legacy Builder, 5 Non-Negotiable Leadership Secrets by Rod Olson. And I always forget, is it Houston, Houston? Oh, Randy's a good buddy. He'll forgive me for getting his name wrong. All right, two more. Dixie Phillips from Tolono. She's going to get Erasing Hell, What God Said About Eternity and the Things We've Made Up by Francis Chan and Preston Sprinkle. And also a 4-CD set by Charles Stanley, When God Speaks. And last but not least, okay, let's see. Barbara LeGrant, married to John from Fisher. She's going to get Jill Savage's No More Perfect Moms, Learn to Love Your Real Life, and a Singing Men of GNN CD, our first one titled Singing and Declaring the Wonders of God. Well, listening friend, we're out of time. I'll close out with Twyla Paris, offer hymn CD, Trust and Obey, familiar hymn for most all of us. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, quick summary, thank you, God, for how wonderfully you surprised us all, but you really didn't, by making the Community Appreciation Concert such a wonderful success and blessing to all. All credit, all glory, all praise, all honor to our Lord Jesus Christ, who showed up through those of you that were in attendance and lived and abided through these wonderful artists that made the evening special for us all. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night. When we